Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's 907. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. You can always podcast this show and podcast it like the Dickens. Doug on iTunes. I subscribe to it. That's how I listen to Swope's Picks when I'm driving out here.
Okay, that show's on Saturday late, right?
Midnight.
And
Cat's gonna be on it this week.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
And you've been on it when, Doug?
I've not been on it yet. No.
Why not?
I haven't heard it yet.
What?
Well, I just haven't.
Big a star.
It's
right?
Not a peak radio time listening for me.
It's drive time.
Midnight Saturday.
There is no drive time on Saturday, is there?
Saturday at midnight is drive
Saturday
time.
Saturday midnight is drive time. But Doug, I feel like sometimes because you are a big, marvelous television star, you're not accessible to the common man. Mm. Buck Swope is a great American who enjoys his show and is really our show historian.
Shutter Spook.
Good poll right now. I'm sorry, Paul, on the fan page. What is your favorite voice Tim does?
Of course. I'm going to give that a ring.
And what's winning, Tim?
The Jiminy Glick voice.
Is it?
Oh, do it for us now.
No. His cute "Oh my God" voice. That's in second. It's awesome.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Thank you, Iggy.
Plowsy, what's your favorite Tim voice? All of them.
I like the Kennedy JFK.
Yeah, that's in third. It's interesting. Yeah.
I like the Obama too that you do at the end of Larry's thing.
A lot of eliminating going on right about now.
Well, it was a question on the fan page. I'm just answering it.
I know the fan page questioning that in itself is eliminating.
I like it when you outrage sports talk guys screaming. That's pretty good too.
Still can't believe what Buck Showalter did to his Orioles and Jack Britton.
Mm-hmm. He kept him there in the
sports talk radio. Can you imagine? I mean, if a gentleman is really that worked up about a sporting event, because these guys who usually do that are usually a little older. This usually isn't the 20-something guy. I wonder if that's real, like the screaming thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that some guys.
But then what do you think's going on psychologically to get home? You know what I mean? Like, how do you get to that point where goes on and you're in a studio?
Get over it! What the hell can we do in this world to have fun? Nothing! Because you're out there saying everything we say is wrong. Tired of it.
You know, we all have our passions. Like, you'd be more angry if it came to, you know, like poker. For me, it's pottery. And Doug, you love cute boots.
I'm a fan of boots, you know. Cute ones especially. But I think there are some fans who go to a game and act completely crazy, and then they're still able to turn that off.
But yes, okay, but that's in the moment during a game. These are events, oftentimes in the case of the prisoner of the moment, because it was a slow sports time at the moment, the wild card game between the Blue Jays and Orioles, where you had national writers and broadcasters screaming about Buck Showalter, and they just can't possibly really be that upset about it.
No. I think Tim is talking about the guy who 12 hours later is in a studio by himself.
Exactly,
screaming.
A fan, I understand.
Probably just trying to put on a decent show.
That's what I'm asking. Yep. That's what I'm asking. Is it real or is it faux anger?
For everybody listening out there, I mean, you think I'm being unreasonable? It's the first week of the season.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you guys, I don't understand this.
No.
Now, you're going to tell me, who are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that
the guys aren't going to hit.
Yadier doesn't drive in big runs. You're going to tell me Albert can't hit. You're going to tell me the second baseman shortstops haven't hit.
Don't even know their names.
David Freese, you don't think he's going to hit?
Yes.
You think Matt's going to hit? You think Kobe's going to hit? You think Berkman's going to hit? The answer is no to all those things?
No.
I mean, you get me. Is that what you accomplish your goal? 3-4 times you ask so I get excited and get upset? I mean, that's not fair.
Okay, it really is. Skipper.
I miss him.
Sorry, Skipper. I do too.
Well, he's here every other week.
Doug, these boots were made for walking. All up and down that ass. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll.
I don't even know what that means.
One of my favorite textures.
His name is now up and down the suspension.
Very
logo.
Active on Twitter now recently, I noticed. And then the avatar is just a picture of the Werewolf Doll.
Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll just got himself suspended for the comment. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn's, for the suspension logule.
I feel that I missed out by not being part of the Butch Patrick interview.
You did, sir. You did.
That was a big moment for the show.
Who posted, I think it was the Sea Monster actually, posted a picture of Calvin in the Munstermobile this weekend wearing a tuxedo.
Oh, really? Calvin made the trip up there to, where was it in Missouri that he lives? You know, small town Missouri? I forgot the name of it.
Macon, I believe.
I think that's right.
That was at his wedding, I think.
Calvin made the trip up there for the wedding and had a little tuxedo on. Boy, he lives the life.
He's the best man, I think.
He was Butch's best man?
Why else would he be wearing a tuxedo?
He could have been just in the wedding party.
Oh, I guess he could have been, yeah.
There he is with his. I'm on Calvin's Facebook page now. He's got a picture with Joe Madden around his arm holding up the autographed picture from Butch Patrick. God almighty. Awesome. Derek Gould's tweet the moment that happened. I can't believe what I'm seeing, but in the pregame media scrum, we were just interrupted. So Calvin May could present Joe Madden with an autographed Butch Patrick.
That's pretty great.
You couldn't make that stuff up.
That happens in the Bronx all the time.
And Calvin will give you an update on Butch Patrick and then nod as if good stuff.
Well, he's a guy that's very important to our community. Everyone's talking about him.
He does that giving back to the radio community thing.
Right. The show was on in the 60s, so everyone is talking about him.
Coach,
still.
How cool was it that it was a Wisconsin player that sank the winning shot?
Well, they're all Wisconsin players.
True. They were playing for Wisconsin.
We knew what he was getting at.
Uh-huh. So what'd your grandma think?
I don't know. I haven't told her yet.
That's when Hayward knew that he wanted out.
Yeah, that's when he started to go bad.
I really believe that's the genesis.
He hadn't
right
had a hit since.
Mr. Bochy, I have a picture of Don Wells for you.
Jeff City product.
Don Wells is from Jeff City.
Coach, what goes through your mind when you see the ball actually go through the hoop there?
Well, I knew it was good.
Yeah, that's the first indication that you have that the shot was good, when it literally goes through the hoop. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
I think Seymour has a little vile grin on, so I think our guest is calling.
The wonderful Julia Ann. This is what it's all about. And this is why we clocked in early. This is why we leave late. Doug, this is why you did the extra set yesterday.
Yeah. Just to be prepared for this.
I don't think we have the wherewithal, Timmy. This is your bailiwick.
This is kind of my strong suit.
Yeah.
This is why I went to the University of Missouri Journalism School.
That's why you didn't have to spend even a day there.
What?
Could have saved your papa some cash.
It is our pleasure to welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Doug, AVN Hall of Famer, and really a passionate opponent of Prop 60. Ladies and gentlemen, Julia Ann. Julia Ann, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I assume you're on the West Coast and you're up all early to be on this award-winning show, so thank you so much.
I am. I'm shaking it off still, trying to shake off the sleep.
Well, we appreciate it. You have been so passionate about this Prop 60. And in St. Louis, I don't know if it's getting as much attention as it should. So if you could, tell our audience what this whole thing is all about.
Well, you know, Prop 60 is what they're calling a Safe Sex Act and condoms in adult films for performers. In my fight for this, I have become so heavily educated in how this process works. And I guess, didn't understand, along with other people, that anybody can write a proposition. And as long as you've got $4 or $5 million to throw at it, you can get it on the ballot. So literally, it can say anything. And if you have the signatures and the money, it can be on there. And I had no idea until Prop 60, because I remember thinking, how can something this backwards actually get put on the ballot the way it's written and so poorly drafted? And now I know. It just takes money.
So that's what it's all about. But what is the gentleman who you tried to debate last week, but he wouldn't come out of his office, what is his angle? Why is he trying to do this? I mean, I think on the surface, for those who don't know anybody, they go, oh, he's trying to protect people. But that certainly isn't your opinion.
No, it's not the opinion of the performers. It's not the opinion of the industry in itself. It's certainly not the opinion of, I think, anybody who's actually then read through it. So Michael Weinstein is the CEO and the founder of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And, of course, you would think, you know, safer sex and condoms and, yeah, great. It sounds wonderful. It sounds like somebody cares. But if you were to look a little closer, what you would actually find is a private right of action. What you would find would be unconstitutional and unprecedented, which would be he has written in there to take the right of the state and the of the state away to protect us, of OSHA in itself to write regulations. He takes away the right of the performers to actually be in talks with Cal OSHA and our governing body to develop regulations to protect us. And he puts it on 38 million California residents, gives them the right to sue us directly if they don't see a condom in a single frame of film. And he incentivizes them 25% bounty to sue.
Wow. 25. Now, what does that mean? 25% bounty. What does that mean?
25% of the fees and fines would be awarded to the person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it and yeah, great. You know, you might be like, well, if you're not breaking the law, then you don't have to worry about it. No, it doesn't really work that way. The first thing will happen is that, let's say you're watching TV behind the screen and you're watching your adult movie. You don't see a condom. So you think, well, I don't think that's right. Now, you may not even know if it was shot in California at the time, okay? But you're going to look at it and go, I assume that might be shot in California. And I don't like that she's not, you know, there's not a condom there. You can then petition Cal OSHA to research it. Now, if Cal OSHA says either, you know what, we're so bogged down, which chances are they will be if this goes through, Cal OSHA won't be able to devote their resources to it, or Cal OSHA will say, you know, we looked into it and we don't find any sort of a break in a rule. The resident can now say, I don't agree with you, and sue us directly.
Wow. Hmm. Doug, wow.
Seems unfair.
But that's actually, you know, and that's what it says. And in it, the proponent and the man who wrote it, the man who funded it, he wrote himself into it. So it says the proponent will then be basically sworn into office and will oversee it, superseding the Attorney General in Cal OSHA. And the taxpayers will be paying his salary.
Now, will this just be a law in California?
It will be a law in California, but as you know, we're kind of like lab rats here. So yeah. Whatever happens in California can easily spread.
But it would seem like the solution for your industry would just shoot the movie somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's a big expense. People got to relocate. And
would be cheaper than getting sued.
It would take about 30,000 families and people would be displaced because people don't understand. It's not just us. You know, it's the warehouse workers. You know, it's everybody. But it's not just that someone in California can be sued. Someone in Florida can be sued for something that's viewed in California.
Boy, that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole thing is really out. How's it polling, Julia, Ann, as far as what are you seeing as far as results go out there?
It went from 70, and then it was the yes side. And then as people started reading it, you really watched it drop. And now we're down to 40-40 with a side because now that people are starting to read it, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is not even a government entity. This is not even someone that we would say, hey, protect us. This is actually just a man that happened to be the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar nonprofit organization who threw his money at this.
That's nuts.
Julianne, what is he getting out of this, do you think? I mean, why would Weinstein come out and do this? I mean, does he have ulterior motive?
Well, I mean, I think that when you written something that writes you into a lifelong job that, you know, there's your, it certainly puts him in, he basically will be buying an office seat in government because it'll take a 2/3 vote of two houses in this particular position in order to get him out. So he would have actually purchased himself a position superseding the attorney general, and the only way to get him out would be a provision that even our government doesn't have, or our governor doesn't have.
ABN Hall of Famer Julia Ann is our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So, Julianne, one thing I've noticed, I don't know if you created them or if you know, a friend of yours in the industry created them, but a lot of the performers on Twitter all have the No on Prop 60 avatars right now. So it seems like you have been able to mobilize the industry and make people aware of this. It certainly seems like a lot of performers and people you know, behind the scenes are on board and united on this thing. What has your experience been, you know, with the ladies who just have gotten into the industry? Are they aware of it and in the significance and the potential impact?
They are now. They're confused because in February we had petitioned Cal OSHA, and Cal OSHA for the very first time actually recognize the performers and the stakeholders in this industry as voices that should be heard in making regulations for us. So when I tell the girls this is happening, they're like, I don't understand. I thought that Cal OSHA was going to work with us in February, and they're perplexed because they get confused between the two issues because it's a lot. It really is a lot to feel like you're always under fire. And once it's explained to them that, yes, it legally incentivizes 38 million residents the right to sue you directly. It tries to say in there that the performers are exempt, but if you just go a couple lines further, it says anybody with a financial interest will be held liable. So, you know, it's one of those things where they use some wording to make you feel good and then take it away.
Yeah, that's a bait and switch if I've ever heard one. So what do you think is going to wind up happening here in a couple of weeks? 2 weeks from today, you have the election day. What do you think is going to wind up happening?
Right. Well, like I said, as people have been reading it, they realize it's really not about condoms, and it's just about a person using an industry that's stigmatized as because we would be easy for a power grab. And I think that people are getting that. And I think we're going to definitely defeat Prop 60. There's so much information out there. And if anybody doesn't understand it, then you can just go to www.stop60.com. And you can even see the long list of opposers, which is the opponents are the people that oppose it, the Democrats and the Republicans and the liberals and the Green Party. They've all opposed it.
Huh. Bipartisan support, Doug. That's what we call it. Bipartisan.
Which is so bizarre. When they all say no to something, yeah, you're like, uh-oh.
They're united right for the then. Stag film community. Are you still performing?
I do still perform, yeah.
You what?
I do still perform.
Okay, good. Yeah, I didn't know if that was the case. But this certainly has been what's been the focus of your attention for the last few months, hasn't it? I mean, this has been your thing.
Yes. Yeah, every time. I've been doing so many radio shows and podcasts and everything else. And honestly, when people are like, well, where do they find you? I'm like, because I forgot, because I'm so focused on this that my websites or anything else, they don't factor into it right now. I'm very concerned for us and our well-being.
Do you think the industry would move to like Vegas or Miami if this got passed? Do you think that's what happened? Or do you think it really kind of shut it down or anything happened?
The portion of did, but that will not be the bigger picture. The way that it's written, because like I said, a portion of them already did go to Vegas, but the way it's written, it kind of comes into anybody who's viewed it in California, who's a California resident, can sue. So let's say we shot it in Vegas and somebody saw it in California.
Right, right.
Well, I'm still going to petition this because I think it was shot in California. So it really, it's so unfair that, and there's no legal limit to it. I literally, you guys could have a link to a website that you could make 50 cents on it if somebody actually bought this scene. If you put it on social media and someone bought it, you are part of the aiding and abetting.
Wow. Man.
That's how broad it's written. And in that, they actually tried to rewrite the judicial. I can never say judicial.
It's a tough word to say.
Doug,
can you say it? Judicial.
I cannot.
Judicial.
No, I can't.
It's a little strange, but anyhow, they tried to kind of rewrite it. Generally, when you file a lawsuit, there's a place where you get to respond, right, about the lawsuit.
Yes.
And then it goes to discovery, if that's where it ends up. They took out the middle, so it goes straight from file a lawsuit to discovery. So you don't even have an opportunity to respond. And you, private information then about the party you're suing gets put publicly. And now you've got performers... privacy thrown out there to the public. So if somebody hated you, somebody wanted to stalk you, somebody wanted to come after you, they could potentially use this law then to do that.
Man, that's insane. It really is. I'm surprised it even got to this point. But I guess people just look at it and go, well, I'm not really for porn, so therefore I'm not going to side with that industry. I think
what they see is condoms and porn and safety. And they go, oh, yes, we have to protect them. And yeah, there's this part of us. It's like, wow, thank you, because I appreciate the fact that you're willing to spend California millions of dollars to have me wear a condom. But that's not what this law is. So people have to recognize the difference between what we would like to happen and what will happen, or what a law could be used at, or what a law, you know, in good and bad, because you. I really hope this law gets used for something good. Yeah, but you can't vote for it on the hopes that it'll go good. You have to vote for it on what potentially it could be used for. Right.
And what it actually is, what the language actually says. Now, do you perform boy, girl still, or are you strictly girl, girl? What? No, that's a fair question, because, I mean, this would, if you're strictly girl, girl at this point, then this
well,
really truly is.
I would love to know. Oh, no, no. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Yeah. I'm sorry. Please, go ahead.
Well, if what I'm saying is, if you were strictly girl, girl, then this truly is just a mission of principle for you as an educated person who has been in the business. That's where I was going with it. If that's where you thought I was going, that's where I was going.
It's actually not, because even girl, girl will be rolled into this.
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand. Doug, I don't understand.
Now Tim is mad.
Yeah, because what are you putting? A condom on the strappy? Is that what's going on? A condom on the strappy? It's the name of my fantasy team in 2007.
It turns into dental dance and everything dance. Else. So what they've done is they've written it there. Oh, well, it only says a penis, and it only says vaginal or anal insertion.
Oh.
That's what it says in there, right? Okay.
That's actually in the law. If that's going to Sacramento, California. That's what's going
on. But if you go a little bit, but if you look in, if you look more, it falls back to Cal OSHA's bloodborne pathogen law and barrier protection. And that then overrides the first part. It adds to it. And so it becomes basically, that's another problem. It will override all the, talks and all the regulation writing that Cal OSHA has
right,
been
the previous in talks legislation
with
and regulations.
The performers now, it'll override right, that right. And basically make it worthless.
Wow, wow, wow. Iggy, unbelievable, isn't it? Especially for your connection to the industry to hear this.
Well, it is, and I don't know why, but it takes away from the enjoyment when you watch videos that have condoms involved.
That's not an opinion, isn't it? Well, that's your experience.
That's
but
mine.
It's really not a again, it's not a condom law, because there are condom-only companies and there's condom-only performers. And even they stand against it because the wrapping is only condom. That's only the pretty wrapping, right? Like, no pun intended, but that's just the pretty wrapping is the condom talk. And then when you look into it, you go, oh, wait a minute. This isn't a condom law. This is a private right of action law. This is a lawsuit law. This is a privacy issue, a stalker issue. This is a man writing himself into a government position. There are just so many things wrapped into it that really the industry doesn't matter. It turns into the industry's just being used as a tool to use the public to get into a power spot.
It makes more sense to me now because it really has nothing to do with condoms, because what's ironic is that obviously if you look into what you girls and guys have to go through, it's probably one of the cleanest businesses in the world. I mean, you guys can't step on a scene without doing 3 or 4 tests a month.
Yeah, we do. We test every 14 days, and we test for pretty much everything, from hepatitis and our HIV test, just so everybody understands our HIV test, it's called PCR DNA, and it detects HIV within 10 days. It's not the test they used to use where it would take 3 months or 6 months for HIV to be detected. No, within 10 days. So
was that because of the Mr. Marcus thing? Iggy, was that because of the Mr. Marcus thing?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Was it really? The Mr. Marcus thing, Julia?
What about Mr. Marcus?
Well, didn't he have some kind of issue with a test, and then all hell broke loose, and they had to shut down the industry?
Syphilis test.
Syphilis.
With a syphilis test. Yeah. The problem with the syphilis test is that even if you get treated for syphilis, the syphilis doesn't in itself. I mean, the active syphilis will leave your body; it will be gone. But there will be a detection of syphilis that is not active that kind of remains in your system, so it will show up on the test.
Doug, it will return.
But it shows up as that antibody that is not active. Does that make sense?
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course.
Non-active.
It shows up as a non-active, yeah, it's non-active, but there's a dead sort of remnant. I don't know enough about the syphilis in itself in order to do that, but with the HIV, yeah, we haven't had an onset transmission since 2004. So when you watch the commercials that AHF has spent an exorbitant amount of money for, and you hear the former performers talking about with HIV when they were in the business, well, okay, technically, while they were performers, they got HIV, sure, but they actually didn't technically get it while performing, and that's the hook.
That's the difference, Iggy. That's the thing that you got to
know.
How are some of the ladies from back in the day, I know my friend and your idol, Christy Canyon, and people like that back
that's
in the day.
That's your idol, Julia? I didn't know that. Is that true?
I think that was what? Your idol, wasn't it? Christy Canyon?
Oh, that I loved Christy Canyon.
Trailblazer.
I put her as an idol because she is, what did I use to say, although I'm sure I still think it. She is,
voluptuous?
As far as business goes, she is. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the word. It was a great word, though. But she is amazing. She is lovely. And she and I actually just did her radio show on Sirius talking about Pop 60.
And I think that Janine Lindemuller was on her show not long ago either. I'm sure you two keep in touch quite a bit.
Janine Lindemuller? Yeah, she's actually, we talk mostly on Facebook because she lives in the boondocks. And her phone won't get reception.
Oh, is that right? Really? Hmm. Where she live, like Oregon or
she
something?
She lives in the boonies, yeah. But she even lives in the boonies of the boonies. So if I text her, she's like, dude, I have to run to the road, okay, to get reception.
So much for getting her on.
Yeah, it might make it tough to get her on.
Yeah. You can do it. It's just funny.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining us. I know Iggy and Doug especially really respect your passion on Prop 60.
Sure.
And it's good to inform our audience about what's going on with this thing. They've enjoyed the education and now aware of what's going on out there in California. And for your sake, I hope your efforts pay off here in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Julia Ann with us, the AVN Hall of Fame. She wasn't already in the Hall of Fame, Iggy. She should be in there for now, but she's already in there. Maybe they give her another award.
Are you going to be at the AVNs this year?
I absolutely will be.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of the nominations. I always keep an eye out for
that. Oh, jeez.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I launched a new site called Women by Julia Ann, and it's for women. It has not only sex, it's got cooking and yoga and all kinds of wonderful things, dietary needs, and it's a big deal for me, and so I have to go and promote that.
So what's going on? So what's going on the site? There's
cooking and yoga.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's also sex on there. There's videos of sex, or it's just like sex tips.
There is, because there's a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Because I wanted something that was, I felt like women weren't getting that. Like, you had all these lifestyle magazines for men, and there really wasn't something that was all-encompassing that I could find for women. It was either sex or, and there weren't even a lot of them, but it was either sex or it was Cosmo. There was nothing that was fun and community and supportive and yet sexy, and I wanted to think just kind of anybody could like.
So what is the name of this site?
It's called Women by Julia Ann.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Women by Julia
Ann. I like
and
to have
sex.
I always
felt
Rezzy
filled
that
niche
for me. Maggie, what were you just saying?
I was going to say I would love to have sex while, like, maybe making a pastrami sandwich.
Ah!
Seriously.
What? Yeah. I cannot do food and sex together. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not a thing that I'm into, but, you know.
I don't know.
Iggy, you're out of the face-off circle.
No, sometimes sometimes it gets boring and you want to do something else.
To each their own, though, is what I... To each their... Now, Iggy, you would love to go to hedonism. Julia Ann, didn't you go to hedonism? I thought I saw something where you were promoting that you were going to hedonism, but you guys have never crossed paths.
No, we haven't. Have you been to hedonism?
No, but I have a new vacation coming up. I actually put on one every year. It's the Julia Ann vacation.
And where are you coming to St. Louis by chance?
No, I'm sorry. The vacation actually is in hedonism in Jamaica, and it's April 29th through May 7th. Yeah. Right.
I think we ought to go on this and do the remote broadcast.
We could. Are you dating anyone now?
What the hell? What did you go for? How did I ask about her vacation thing? Are you asking about her personal life?
I was curious, because if I happen to go... And she's not dating anybody. Yes. Maybe we could have dinner together.
Iggy, you're getting a little stalkerish here.
No, I'm not.
Are you buying dinner?
Uh-oh.
It's all-inclusive, so yeah.
Say that, yeah.
Wow, you guys are hitting it off.
You guys are hitting it off.
She likes the guy who can make her laugh.
Yeah. Man, this was like the first time Blake and Miranda performed together. We're watching it all happen right here in front of us.
I don't know what that means.
Have you been there before, Tejido?
Yes, I have.
Okay, it's a great place, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of fun, and... It's not just about sex. You know, a lot of people, I think, are scared by it. But the realities are, you do not have to have sex. You can just go hang out on the beach, have a Mai Tai, be naked, get a tan, and enjoy yourself.
There you go, Doug.
Huh.
Doug, there you go.
All right, if I'm down that way, you know, I'll look at the brochure, I guess.
See what the word is. The AVN Hall of Famer, doing so much with this Prop 60 thing, Julia Ann, our guest. Julia Ann, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Julian.
All right, thank you, J.A.
Ryan Kelly, Morning After, the Appliances Counters phone lines. Doug, the listeners, boy, did they enjoy it. Porn and Law, Julia Ann Rules, and that, of course, comes from my favorite texter, Butch Patrick's Werewolf Dad.
No, he's already been suspended once today.
Tim, I nodded off a little bit during that, but let me ask you this, because if I understood it, there is one group that will be totally in favor of this law that's being proposed. And that would be the workers of Cal OSHA. These are guys who usually head out to the mill to see if the guys are wearing protective eyewear will now have to go through hours and hours of adult, right? So obviously they're going to be like, no, it makes sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy and Chance, we can get Jesse Jane on to break down the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement and the impact on imports. Thanks. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Should be in town in December.
Jesse Jane?
Yep, December 28th.
She's here all the time.
What's she doing here?
I don't know. She's feature dancing at one of the places over there.
Oh. Which place?
I think Hustler. Maybe
she's
Penthouse.
She's a friend of the show?
Yeah, we've had her in before.
Well, she was at our fourth anniversary party, 2009. Doug, remember that?
That's when you ran out of food.
Was that the one with the 9-foot-tall boyfriend?
That was it. Yeah. Okay. Look at you.
She's dating that Jules Verne. Yeah. Famous director.
Uptown Julie Brown.
Famous director in porn. I forget his name all the time.
Jules Jordan, of course.
Jules Jordan, there you go.
Oh, famous.
This is the most down-to-earth porn star ever. She lives in Oklahoma. She does like one feature a month, and then she fishes on her lake in Oklahoma.
Well, they're all great people.
Thank you.
Clean.
Thank you. And he was saying it's the cleanest industry you can be part of.
Well,
I gave you a pass
with
on
all
that.
The tests they have to take, yes.
Of course.
You can't get onto a set if you have any kind of disease.
Believe me. I agree with you 100%.
No, you don't.
And that's why I'll be wearing a hazmat suit to our remote when we do it.
With Bonnie Rotten. That's on November 10th, Thursday night, the Hot Shots in Fenton. Plowhawk, are you familiar with Bonnie Rotten?
I wasn't, but of course, after reviewing some game tape, doing some show prep, very familiar now. And bring an umbrella.
Now, what does that mean? They're right at the end.
Forecast. Do we always look ahead a couple weeks in the forecast?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to rain, Doug. So just be prepared.
Interesting post just posted on the fan page. Post the last picture you massage your prostate to, and the first one is crinkle cut fries. So if you want to join the fan page, it's the TMA fan page on Facebook. That's where our listeners gather and talk.
I love crinkle cut fries. I'm not so sure I could order them now.
No, that's off the menu.
I guess I'd have to put Raylene on there from yesterday.
What? What? We were just talking about crinkle cut.
I'm just answering the question that was on there.
Please don't.
But I will say, Iggy, that you and Julia Ann seem to have a little chemistry going.
You almost asked her out.
Well, I did ask her out. Look, I know that we've actually tried to do this before, and we've always put the kibosh on it. I think we need to hook up with her and do a week from down there and tie us into her where maybe we can make some money off it.
Wow. So have all the listeners go down to hedonism?
But really what you're thinking is you would really like to meet her and date her.
No, I would like to get a week in Jamaica. But I think we can make some money. I think a lot of listeners would actually come down with us.
I guarantee you Bubbles and his girlfriend would. Would
they?
The Smiths would probably come.
Oh, the Smitties would be there, sure.
I've heard from the Smiths in a while.
I hear from them every once in a while.
And then they're the Joneses.
I just actually got a Facebook message from Mr. Smith this morning.
What did you say?
He's going to try to bring us in some breakfast on Thursday.
Doug, would you like to have some of the breakfast from Mr. Smith?
Well, sure.
He just wanted to verify the address. I let him know, and he said he should be seeing us on Thursday.
Smitty lives out this way, right?
I'm not for sure where
Wing Haven, I thought that was his stomping grounds.
He sent me something about getting together with him and his wife.
Oh, jeez. Check, please.
I'll have to find.
What, are you going to settle up?
I want to settle up. Don't you have to bring another gal to the table? Day.
Unless they're just into threesomes.
Oh, you mean the more popular MMF?
MMF. Yeah, I told you I can't be a swinger, per se, because you need to bring something to the party, like a spouse or a girlfriend, which...
What do you usually bring to the party, the cat?
All I know is that for this hour, ever since, 9:15... I've just been channeling Gabe, and I've been pretending that it's just one of those Gabe interviews where I'm not really listening that hard.
Oh, I've had my feelings hurt as well.
I think the threesome would be odd your very first time, because after it's all said and done, regardless.
I thought you had a threesome. I thought you talked about that last week.
No, I was. I didn't fully commit. Usually the females were the ones on the bed at the time. Remember when I got home from Burger King,
right.
And then I had to work the next morning at Burger King. Yeah, I was the lead fry guy.
Wow, so you did have a good job. At
yeah,
you were able to pull the ladies.
They gave me the promotion. They gave me the...
And you walked in on your girlfriend and she was engaged in
not
tripping.
A girlfriend, just a fling, and she was engaged, fully engaged. And so, like, after it's
what
all...
What was your reaction when you opened the door and you see that? Were you, like, pissed? Or were you like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever
seen?
Well,
I started out being pissed because there was a party going on at the crib, and, I got done 8 hours. We had that 2-for-1 Whopper deal, so it was
well, those are busy days.
It was a busy night, so I got home, just wanted to smoke.
A lot of us felt that.
I had a couple Chef Boyardee cups I bought at the gas station, so I wanted to eat those.
Living absolutely large.
Go to bed.
Huge night.
The problem is there was a ton of people at the house, and so I was like, all right, I'm going to confine myself to my room, play some Call of Duty, eat these said Chef Boyardee cups, and get high.
Yeah.
And walk in, and, you know, ears and eyes perked up a little bit. I heard some moaning and groaning beforehand as
I
opened the door, and there it was. And they ended up leaving shortly after that, and then me and the female reconnected that next day, only it was just me and her, just a tag team mission.
Oh.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
She brought the female back.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't get... It was kind of... The other female was very... She was full-blown lesbian.
She butch boy.
Not necessary, but you could tell she was not feeling the guy. Not feeling it at all. So kind of...
So there was a guy there, too?
No, just me.
The guy was him.
You were the guy. You were said guy.
I was said guy,
guy.
So you tried to have a threesome.
Yes.
And what went wrong? Because the butch girl wasn't into you. It didn't work.
She just wasn't into guys in general. I just don't think it was me. I just think it was just guys. And so they would do their thing, and then me and...
said girl.
Well, yeah. This
such girl? Which one was it?
No, such girl is the new girl.
That girl. Okay.
That girl.
That's Marlo Thomas. Yeah.
And so it never
she
really
was
got,
cute as a button.
I never really got the three people together as one, you know?
But you were attempting to.
Yes, very much so.
But then the lesbian turned out to be a lesbian.
Straight up, yeah. And
you really need to have your own reality show. I mean, seriously.
So I went into Burger King that next morning, And they actually came to the drive-thru because I was, you know, got that promotion.
Hold on a second. They came through to put it in your face? You're working the drive-thru at Burger King, and now this couple,
kinda just
one of whom is your girlfriend, and then the lesbian, I mean, she cucked you in the drive-thru lane at Burger King.
And here's
that's never been done before.
And here's the thing. They come into the drive-thru wearing the same clothes as the night before, so obviously I'm piecing together the puzzle as I'm giving them their fries, and I think they got a hotcakes platter or something like that.
Yeah.
So, standard order.
Yeah, Burger King was great, though. Did whatever you wanted. Like, literally, whatever you wanted. I sold, like, weed to my...
At Burger King?
I won't say it, because I don't know if he's
still
there.
Well, you already just did. Yeah. Your supervisor is...
Somebody that worked there. So, anyways, it was a great time, and almost had a threesome. So, Western Illinois University, go next.
As the lead fry guy, you have quite a bit of latitude.
I actually did have control over three employees, one of which... quit the next day after was hired, so I actually only got control of two employees.
Oh.
So it was nice.
But still, your stock with the ladies jumped based on your career escalation.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
So as a lead fry guy, that means there's someone under you who's just not a very good fry guy at all?
That means I have the headpiece on. So, like, I'm doing orders, but also overseeing my station just to make sure they're dropping enough fries. The chicken nuggets have to be fresh.
Is there anything like more to it than taking the bag, dumping it in the fryer, and turn the timer on?
You got to salt. You have to salt.
You have to salt
them right after they come out. And I think the key with, especially the chicky tenders, is the shaking process. You have to shake them
the
every 30 seconds
the
so they don't stick to the, you know, you don't want to lose the breading. You don't want to have it stick to the basket, get all burnt on one edge.
Yeah.
So really, that's why I went to lead fry guy, because I knew how to do
and
that.
And you know that little metal, like, funnel thing that they use to make sure the fries go in the bag or the little carton?
Yes.
Some people don't have a mastery of that.
No.
And you know that. And so some of them fall by the wayside, not giving the customer the full-size order.
When
I'm sure you've dealt with that.
I mean, when it's busy, you're in a rush, you want to get those orders out quick, you got salt and grease on that thing, it's hard to handle. So you need a pro. So that's why I was the lead fry guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it cost you a threesome.
Yeah, and the free food actually is how I got to know this girl.
The lesbian liked free Burger King.
No, this wasn't the lesbian. This is the bi girl that I
But you said eventually she wound up being more lesbian than bi. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Actually, those two are actually getting married.
Oh, my God.
Are they really?
Yeah.
But the lesbian the lesbian would play 36 holes and then come in and get a big basket of fries.
No. Free, right? And when you see a girl, you wouldn't
make
them pay.
Well, that's how I flirted at Western. I was at Burger King, and my manager was cool, so I would usually try to hook them up. You know, you order a small, I'll get you a large, maybe a cone.
Upgrade.
And so at that point, I was pretty successful.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got...
That's basically the big leagues of
fast food. I mean,
that's
really how I wrangled her up, and then, you know... So actually, Burger King didn't hinder that threesome. It actually helped it. So thank you.
I think WikiLeaks covered some of the corruption that goes on in the fast food industry.
Should, that's for sure. You ever pine for those days again, Plowsy, with all that was going on?
I really do miss the carefree. Like, I mean, I was living with five other buddies, so like rent was like $250. Journalism school was pretty cupcake.
Yeah.
So I do miss that carefree lifestyle. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I would have no shot at Hito if you and I went together.
What?
You sit at the hot tub telling these stories, it'd just be over.
The ladies would love it.
Yep.
Why wouldn't
you
they
say
like...
the median age is at hedonism of the lady?
Mid-30s.
Really? I would ship the over on that.
Let's say higher.
You going to ship the over too?
And what's the percentage of women that you go, wow, she is really
last
attractive.
Chance,
as
last
opposed
chance
to,
resort.
As opposed to those you go, wow, what are we doing here?
Last
chance. I don't know. I'll show you some pictures of our group that... would go
is
every
that
year.
Was Stully and Frank Ladd?
No, that
Doug
was
probably doesn't want to see.
That
it.
Was a 1 year thing. This was the my friend Nika is part of that group.
Oh, Nika, yeah.
She's been on the show.
Yes, and Chris has been on the show too.
Is that the British girl?
No, that remember Chris? We she
Doug,
called.
You remember Chris?
No,
she called in one day when her and her husband were still down there, and she's the one that did the promo that said. Nowadays, girls like to shave, but every once in a while, you'll see the full rock hard bush.
Okay, easy, Iggy.
And Doug said, don't say rock hard. That was the promo. That was Chris. She was a part of our group, too. And
I would like
attractive.
To. Let's do a. I would love to see. I don't want to go to Hito, but I would love to see Iggy go to Hito because that's your wheelhouse. So we should do something to help Iggy go. And he could. Maybe we could send the news team with him.
I'm not begging to go to Hito. I don't need a Gomi fund. I don't begging. If we go as a team. And do a show from down there with Julia Ann and her cohorts.
Who are her cohorts?
Whoever she's bringing on her trip. I don't know who goes
by definition a cohort.
Whoever the people are willing to pay to go hang out with Julianne.
See, I just
there.
See it a little differently. Like, if we could hook up with Brenda Vaccaro, who we all know is a great actress.
Suzanne Plachette.
Right?
Like, yeah.
And then interview hook up both with them.
Maybe we could sell it to our other bosses as we're going to a different resort in Jamaica, and just there might be, you know, like a one segment look into one of the nearby resorts.
And if you drop Brenda Vaccaro, she talk like this. They go, okay.
Doug, I gotta let the listeners know about the Sauce Toss Tournament. We're introducing the countdown to the classic Sauce Toss Tournament, presented by Bud Light, GFI Digital, and Petromart. Sauce Toss, a hockey-style bags or washers game played with two people per team. There will be three free to enter qualifying rounds, leading to one final double elimination tournament where the winner takes home a pair of tickets to the Winter Classic on January 2nd at Busch Stadium. There are two ways to enter the Sauce Toss Finals. Donate $25 per player to the Frozen Cup organization, which helps local families that battle autism, or finish in the top two at one of the free qualifying events. And the first qualifying event is tonight. Fox Sports Midwest live at Ballpark Village starting at 6:30. The Blues game's going to be on the outdoor screen inside Busch 2 at the event. So come watch the Blues and the Flames and enter the Sauce Toss qualifier for the chance to win Winter Classic tickets. The finals will take place at Ballpark Village on December 17th. To sign up your team of two for the qualifier or to donate to the Frozen Cup organization for a guaranteed spot in the finals, visit InsideSTL.com and click on the Sauce Toss link. Cullimore Dew, the official Irish whiskey, the Ryan Kelly Morning After, in the wheelhouse, your spot for college football on Saturdays. And get there early so you get a good seat to watch Missouri and Kentucky, Doug. If you want to get wealthy this weekend, Missouri.
You think?
Yep. I know it's counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is.
Missouri's going to I don't even think you're going to have a sweat on the whole thing. That's where I am on it.
Really?
I'm releasing a four-star play.
Call it a lead pipe lock.
Ah, five stars is a lead pipe lock. But this is a four-star play. So please bet four of your units.
Units of what? My storage. Retirement fund?
No, those storage units.
Okay.
It's time for the email today. Giving away tickets to Missouri and Kentucky. Here we go. Hey, boys, Saturday was one of the greatest nights of my life. I was able to spend a few hours with my idol, Tim. I was disappointed with my performance, but I'm going to pull myself up by the bootstraps, get a nice wide base, and flank it after it next time. Oh, and by the way, Mrs. Bubbles and Mrs. Fred will be going to the Blues game tonight alone. If things go right, there might be some lesbianism brewing in the TD Ameritrade Center. I will report back tomorrow on the results. Also, best wishes to my boy Fred and his missus on their two-year anniversary. Doug, that comes from Bubbles, my golfing partner on Saturday.
Bubbles, my golfing partner on Saturday.
It's Tim's golfing partner.
I also had Paul and Josh.
Paul and Josh.
Work on the ad-libs, Doug.
Morning, gang. I'd like to apologize to Doug for my email yesterday. I had no right to call your DNA delicious. Should have lied and said it's bleachy and gross and has a weird consistency. Anyway, I hope to run into you at the hockey game tonight so we can slink off to one of the empty suites to play Naked Twister. Loser is the first to get penetrated.
No.
Somehow okay, that's
set up! That's also the winner. Thanks for taking the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended for that comment. He's been suspended for that comment a period of 2 days' time. Thanks to Wellens for the logule.
Well, I'll be damned. There you bastards are. After a long and peaceful sabbatical, the Whistler is back. Doesn't seem much has changed. Tim's still the best, Cat still spits, and Doug is still so damn sexual. Hi, Iggy. You might ask where I've been. Well, I felt the touch and love of a rich girl. Let me tell you, Hall & Oates ain't lying. I broke her heart, though. That feeling down under just wouldn't leave. It's that sexy four-fox mix I need. I'm back, boo. I'm back. Here's to more. War damn Trump, the Whistler.
The Whistler. Whistler.
Hey, Doug, this email is to confirm that your denim pant is ready to be picked up from the tailor today. I love how he put the drop seat on the rumpus region. So when you drop that bish like the lid to the baby changing station, the local ladyboys will have easy access to get those steamy.
Who was it, Tim?
Tunnels 12,000
has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
See, Hannah, the logule really works.
Yep. See, these names are going right into it.
Guys, Plops here. With the holidays just a stone's throw away, it's time to start thinking. Do you like that stone's throw away?
I don't mind it.
It's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. Look no further than the 2017 Vianney Dad's Wall Calendar. It's a 365-day celebration of shirtless middle-class dads in cargo shorts.
It isn't.
White New Balance shoes. that is sure to look amazeballs over the water cooler at your office. Hello, January. Meet Phil, our first model of 2017.
No.
He works for a printing company, drives a Kia Sportage, and can touch his tongue to his eyebrow, as shown in his pictorial. What's that? Spring has sprung. Meet Gary, the CPA, who has not one, but two secrets. Not only is he a closet Cubs fan, but Gary has his nipples pierced.
No, he doesn't.
Shh, don't tell Gary's son. Ooh la la, it's hot in here, fellas. Of course it is. It's now August, and Jared's stepdad, Miguel, is taking a moment to cool off in the sprinkler at his neighbor's front yard. Notice that naughty tramp stamp. It's a tribal symbol that he thinks means strength, but actually means pansexual sausage daddy.
No, it doesn't.
Hola, Miguel. Guys, calendars are $14.99 for one, or $42.99 for two. Doug, the math on that doesn't seem
like yeah, just get one. Just buy them one at a time.
Get at me if you're going to get one before Christmas. Thanks. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I'm not kidding. I'm crying.
Assistant program director.
Oh, God.
That's he it. Can write.
No need to go any further.
I agree.
No need to go any further. No need to have a vote.
It's Misty.
It's like Gene Hackman. They don't even need to have a vote in Hoosiers. They know now that Jimmy Chitwood's back, Gene Hackman gets to stay. Misty Plops with a Hall of Fame email for a Hall of Famer emailer. Unbelievable. And now he's rewarded by getting to see Missouri and Kentucky play at 11 o'clock.
Does he have to go? He could sell the tickets.
So that tramp stamp that Miguel has means pansexual sausage daddy?
I didn't read that into it.
$14.99 for one calendar, $42.99.
For two. Don't buy two of them then.
Oh, God. Holy Mary. Well, the 9 o'clock hour, one for the books.
The Hot Shots Hot Take Bell has been present throughout, and we appreciate Hot Shots sponsorship. We will be there over 2 weeks from Thursday night for TMA Live. And this Thursday, we are at the Post Sports Bar and Grill at Creve Court for TMA Live. Don't forget, listener rewards on InsideSTL.com. Get a $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub and Grill for $25. Only a handful of those left. Get them right now at InsideSTL.com. It's our KFNS listener rewards. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. It's time for the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano, Hollywood Casino Press Box. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.